Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think you saw some of the best of Elijah Moore when he had the competent quarterback play, frankly. Like when Joe Flacco was his quarterback at the end of 2023, he put up his best numbers here with the team, and I think he had some similar stats last year when Jameis Winston was under center, a guy who could actually throw him the football and find him. So I think with Josh Allen, he has a legitimate chance to kind of bounce back and put himself in a situation, maybe get a big contract. That's a great situation for him. I think he kind of flies under the radar, especially being in Cleveland with a bad quarterback situation the last couple of years. But I think he didn't get a fair shake here because I do think he's a talented player.
Spencer German, on the Browns and on Elijah Moore. Josh has had an interesting comment during the break. Before we get to what Josh had to say about Elijah Moore. So at the Open Championship, I just read an article about the first hole at Port Rush. So the first hole at Port Rush, golfers out there, if I played this course on a simulator, I would get out the first tee, and I would get nervous. I would say we should play a different course because it has out-of-bounds left and right, which should be against the law. You should not be allowed to have out-of-bounds left and right. It's a hallway. It's like a bowling alley. And I just read an article about golfers talking about how you get off the range, and maybe one of the most stressful shots on the entire course is the first hole, the tee shot. Don't put it out-of-bounds. So famously, a couple of years back when they played here, Rory got an 8 on number 1 because he put it out of bounds. And just now, Jacob Skov Olofsson, who was the leader after round 1, he was minus 4 and the first round leader. He just teed off. His first tee shot hooked. He's a lefty. First tee shot hooked right out of bounds. All right. Hit again. Block left. Out of bounds. Finishes with a quad. Quadruple bogey 8 on 1 for Olsen. The guy shot minus 4 yesterday, and he gave it all back on the first hole, which is, I mean, I would not want to play this hole. Can I just, like, bunt a 3-wood down the fairway 5 times and assure I don't get an 8? Man, just read an article about this hole and how it terrifies players. It is also the first hole. If this were 18... maybe they should do that. That's some real chaos. Throw a hole like this out there is the 18th. Anyway, 803-0550. Jeff Mitas of Tee to Green coming up in about 6-7 minutes on the Open, on golf, and on the Duster Challenge, which is tonight at Glen Oak. But Josh, give us your quick thing. You had an idea about best case scenario for the Bills, and you brought up Elijah Moore.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are talking about, you know, best case scenario for James Cook after this season. And obviously it's, you know, he replicates last year and he does really good. But after that, moving forward, I'm looking at the contracts the Bills have and I'm looking at the potential they have on the roster. And yes, James Cook's a great player in this offense. I would love to see him stick around. But if he's asking you too much, if there's just, you're way far apart on a contract, what if Elijah Moore has an incredible year and you want to bring him back? He's on a 1-year deal,
mm-hmm.
And why not maybe use the money for Cook for Moore? You don't have if let's say Moore goes out there and has a great year. He everyone's, oh, he finally has the right quarterback.
What's a great year? Maybe this is a better question. What's the best case scenario for Elijah Moore? What's a great year, and what dollar amount are you talking? Now we're I'm interested.
See, my
is a great year 800 yards and 6 touchdowns? What's a great year?
Right. But the way I'm looking at it is you already have Ray Davis in the lineup. You already have potential of drafting other guys in the future. You don't really have a player like what Moore projects to be in your lineup.
He might give you more vertical speed than some of your other slot guys. I mean, you've got guys like him. He's a lot like Curtis Samuel. There's some crossover there. But what's a great year? 803-0550. I'll ask Chris Trapasso this 8 o'clock as well. Because there's one thing about these Bills receivers that I find interesting. It was really the genesis of what we talked about that day with Brandon Bean. It was not about needing a number one. It's about what the Bills pay at receiver. And right now, on average annual value, Shakir, 13, Palmer, about 10, Samuel, 8. That's $30 million on three receivers. Moore has, as you say, a great year. What's the number? How great? Tell me how great the year was by the salary.
I was looking at like some comparable guys or potentially comparable guys, like Jerry Jeudy. He's making $17.5 million
okay.
right now.
$17.5 million. Which, if he's making $17.5 million on a deal signed when?
Right. He signed that in 2024, I believe.
Okay.
Let me pull that up here.
So that number by the start of 2026 is $22 million.
Right.
So Moore has a season where he's 22 neighborhood, like a lower upper class receiver is what you're saying here. I'm not pushing back on the idea. I'd love Elijah Moore to have an incredible season and find a home with the Bills and be, you know, a big part of this offense. I wonder though, like what, I mean, that just spells the end for Curtis Samuel, and you'd still be paying good money to receivers. That's the thing about what the Bills do. They have receivers. They like the guys that fit into these roles, and they've got good options. But these options have not come very cheap. And that kind of, I mean, $5 million is not a lot for Moore. But a guy off the street is, you know, $5 million, up to $5 million. If he has a great year, that's a great question.
I mean, you look at Jeudy last season, right? He had 1,200 receiving yards, but only 4 receiving touchdowns. Like, the touchdown numbers aren't exactly what you're looking for, but the yardage is more what you would be looking for if you're going to pay him.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to try to keep him around, he's got to put up numbers like that, I feel like.
Jeudy had 145 targets. How many targets is Elijah Moore going to get? 145 targets. I mean, there's plenty of people that don't think that exists in this offense, the possibility to get that. Shakir got 100.
And he was like the star, too.
Yeah. Shakir got 100 targets. For Moore to have that year that Jeudy had there, it might be 145 targets. It's one of the fascinating, interesting wrinkles to this everybody eats idea. And, you know, Allen spreading the ball around the way that he does is that one potential positive side effect is that nobody ever pops off and you never feel like you've got to pay that big money. If the offense can work as this well-oiled machine year over year, then, you know, hey, that's great. The question ultimately gets to, you could make this about Moore. You could make this about Coleman. Coleman pops off. Huge. He's amazing. He's unstoppable. What's the contract? Are you gonna sign a guy like that to $30 million? I think you might. Would you want to? I would say yes if he's dominant. But I like that question. I like what you said about Moore there. Like, that could be good. What's that contract look like? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeff, meet us on the other side. Chris Trapasso joining us top of the hour here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.